We welcome you to worship. Excited that you are here. A few announcements we'll make as we begin. First off, we'd like to find out who is in worship today. And the way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests to write your name down, give us contact information, check the appropriate boxes, then have everybody fill it out on your pew. We do ask, once it gets to that last person, if you could send it back to where it got started this morning. We do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, if you could tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. So thank you for that. Several really quick announcements. No children's time today. Also, Bulletin mentions family ministry team. There is no family ministry team today, no youth council, but I will be sending an email this afternoon, so make note of that. To check your email today. Youth schedule only tonight. And we have children's camp next week. All the details are available on the website for that. We are finishing up the Focus on Reading Excellence book drive for Old Town Elementary for first graders. That will be collected between now and May 28th. So if you have books for first graders, we are collecting those as we speak. So thank you for any support you can give us with that. Michael Gruber.
Good morning. I want to ask real quick, anybody who was involved in the Boston Buds, anybody who helped us, stand up. All the kids, all the adults, everybody, stand up. I want everybody here in the church to look around. This isn't everybody, but this is a group of people that helped us. This is the fellowship that we had. We had almost 40 hours of work go on to cook 160 Boston butts, 22 gallons of barbecue sauce. We had people from 4 years old to probably 84 years old, if I had to guess. I don't mean to offend anybody. We were able to raise 20. This is for you guys. Everybody's standing up. So everybody who's standing up, that was for y'all. That wasn't for me. We were able to raise $2,500 for the local missions projects. Thanks to everybody here in the congregation. We greatly appreciate your help. We appreciate your support. We hope you enjoyed it. Anybody that didn't enjoy it, see Andrew Osley. Again, we thank you and we appreciate it, and we appreciate y'all supporting our efforts. Thank you.
And Michael, on behalf of a thankful church, we want to thank you. And all the efforts that you did to make it happen. We could not have done it without you. Thank you very, very much. And I think you actually got more work done when Charlie wasn't around. So that was what I thought. Ha-ha, you could tell him I said that. Great, great event. Let's see. Any other announcements? Okay. I want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We are so excited that you are here. We would like to give something to you. You've already given us your information on the pew pad, and we're very thankful for that. Just raise your hand if you're a guest right where you are, and our ushers will recognize you. They'll give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church, also a little bit of the history of our church, and a newsletter that tells you what's going on. So we are thankful for you being a part of worship this day. It's a day when we emphasize music as an act of worship. And the other day I had opportunity to, I was cleaning up at the house after dinner, and I heard Matthew, my four-year-old, singing a song, Just Say Jesus. And it's a song that they play at the 9 o'clock service. He knows it's one of my favorite songs. I didn't know that he knew the words. It's something to hear your child sing words to one of your favorite songs, just because it's one of your favorite songs. Music has a great, great power. Music has great influence. That's why we come today, is to worship through music, because of the influence it has on people. Let us prepare for worship.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is our health and salvation. All you who hear, Now to his temple draw near, praise him in glad adoration.
Pray with me. Father, seldom do we really consider that as we come into worship that you want to be here. You want to be among your people. You are not a God who stays far off from us. But you come into this place, and that is when we can worship. Before you are here, it's just singing, it's just talking. But when you are here, everything makes sense. So be in this place, we pray. Hear us as we worship you through song and scripture and prayer. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
most of you know, I taught kindergarten for many years, and I believe that almost everything you need to know, you really did learn in kindergarten. When I was of kindergarten age, the Mission Friends at that time was called Sunbeams, and our theme song was Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. Listen to these words, and I'll spare you the part of me singing it. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way, try to please him at home, at school, and at play. These simple words are just as true for us today as they were when we were 5 years old. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning where we can worship you in song. Thank you for those who lead us and play for us every week and for the other leaders of our church who serve and guide us all during the year. Please accept our tithes and offerings as we give back what you have already given to us. And help us to be sunbeams for you every day of our lives. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Fearfully, wondrously made you. Health has sustained, and when heedlessly falling, has stayed you. What need or grief ever has he failed relieve? Wings of his mercy do shade you. Praise to the Lord, who when tempests their warfare are waging, who when the elements madly around you are raging, he bids them cease and turns their fury to peace, whirlwinds and waters assuaging.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise to the Lord, who when darkness of sin is abounding, who when the godless do triumph, all virtue confounding, shines forth his light, chasing the horrors of night, saints with his mercy surrounding.
From the bed.
Lord, who doth prosper your work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriends you.
Thank you.
The gift of music was a gift that was given by God, like all other gifts. Isn't it glorious to hear that turn back in praise of Him? Let's pray and give Him thanks. Gracious Father, for the gift of music, for the gift of song, for the gift of voices that are lifted up in praise and worship to You, we are so thankful. Father, we stand in awe, and truly nothing does compare to who You are. Father, we pray now as we go from this place that we would all use the gifts that You've given us, and we would turn them back to You in praise and worship through what we say and the very actions of our lives. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you.